This is Stan Hayes with Operation Barbecue Relief, and we're looking forward to seeing you at the BBQ Smokedown at the Chicagoland Speedway.
It sure left its mark on us. We sure left our mark on it. We let the world know we were here with everything we did. We laid a lot of memories down like tattoos on.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland, and on the line with us, the lucky and excited to be able to catch him. He never stops. He is always moving. He is out there. He is the co-founder of Operation Barbecue Relief and one of the co-authors for the new book that they've got, 200 Smoking Recipes from Competition Grand Champions. He is a part of the CNN Heroes. And for the listeners, Operation Barbecue Relief is out there. When there is a disaster, wherever it is, whether it's a hurricane, whether it is fires and flooding and anything that happens in the country, he is there with his great team that is really responding to things all around the country and serving up barbecue, helping people kind of get through those challenges the best that they can. Stan Hayes, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thank you very much, Dan. I appreciate it.
These are busy times. It's exciting times. We've got a lot of really, really cool stuff happening. The book is out. The book is beautiful, and it is a lot of the personalities that we cover and that mutually, I'm sure you and I are all kind of friends with. You know, they all have their own books, you know, but to have sort of an all-star game when it comes to books and recipes and input, everybody really got together to kind of be a part of this thing.
Oh, you know what? It's an amazing group of pitmasters that gave us their recipes. Not their secret recipes, you know, but these are their backyard recipes that they like to cook for their friends and family, which is really what makes it exciting, because everybody's so protective of that rib recipe or whatever. That's not what we want. We want things that people could cook themselves.
Yep. Yeah. Like Chris Lilly may be doing on the competition side. You know, you really want to know what it is, because these are people that not only excel and succeed in the world of barbecue, but also love it, right? And they love to eat it. And so you're really getting the good stuff when you can get stuff that's approachable, not competition barbecue, but stuff you can really enjoy with your family and friends in the backyard.
Absolutely.
So when it came to the CNN Heroes, and I know I've been interviewing you probably since, I don't know, 2000, maybe 12, 13, something like that, and Operation Barbecue Relief, and just to get the listeners up to speed with it, you know, Joplin, Missouri, I think it was back in 2011, you know, the tornado that happened there, right, that devastated the area, and that wasn't too far from where you were, and you guys mobilized, and you really lit a fire on not only just something that's hardwired into the barbecue community, but also just maybe in the way that it can work as far as how it's received on the relief side. You know, anybody can just show up with a trailer and give out sandwiches, but there's something special, something kind of nurturing, almost healing, right, about barbecue.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, it's a quintessential comfort food, and you take that and you pair it with, you know, caring people that want to help and, you know, take the time to talk with people and show that they're, you know, they're loved. It makes a huge difference for the people that have lost so much to know that people care so much. And it also does amazing things to the volunteers and being able to give their time for something, you know, that we take for granted as such as a pulled pork sandwich or, you know, a turkey sandwich, and knowing that that's making a difference in somebody's life.
Well, we mentioned that, you know, how busy you are, and although, I mean, these are exciting times, but also challenging, right? And busy, because there are so many different disasters in so many ways, especially like what we're doing right now, kind of getting the word out about what it is that you do and have done and ways that you get in there and help. And so I know what it is it's the kind of thing that raises awareness, but then other people are kind of, you know, asking for OBR, you know, asking for Operation Barbecue Relief to help out. So give a little bit, I don't know, is there like a season, like a disaster season, or is it, because I know you guys were working on stuff almost every week, whether it's floods and other things. Is it just year-round now?
Yeah, so it's almost year-round now. I mean, because, you know, we've responded to disasters the day after Christmas in 2014, the tornado down in Rowlett, Texas, where we spent New Year's Day, you know, in Texas from a tornado. We've, you know, done Thanksgiving in Washington, Illinois a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So they happen all year round. And this spring has already started off with tornadoes, with historic flooding in the upper Midwest, and you have so much that's going on that even during a time that's generally slow for us, we're already ramping up. And at the same time, you know, kicking off our non-disaster side of the house, if you will, because we realized that, hey, last year we did 1.2 million meals, which is a huge number.
Wow.
But we did it in 75 days of being deployed. And when you think about it, there's still 290 days that we can help communities and have an effect on people's lives and really do things outside of disaster. And so, you know, we came up a few years ago with the program of, hey, let's go do things in communities. And we called it a day of giving. And, you know, that was that all centered around what ended up, you know, not by us, but by our volunteers, really focusing on things about the fight on hunger, doing a lot of inner city cooks, doing things to help people. Then we got into, you know, seeing that we were doing things for guard units that were leaving the country, you know, so their family could have a nice barbecue together before they left. When they came home, they got to do the same thing and celebrate the men and women coming back to the back after their deployment. And then doing things for our first responders. I mean, we do so much during disaster to make sure that they get a good hot meal, but then doing things for them or with them outside of disasters has become a big thing for us. And at the end of last year, we solidified those into our non-disaster program, that we call it, and we call it the Always Serving Project. So it wasn't like we weren't already busy, and so we added to that busy.
Well, here's the thing, Stan, too, is, and it's just the nature of what it is that you're doing, is that you can't be reactionary in the effort that you guys have. You can't wait till a disaster happens, then try to figure out how to be ready to go help. You have to be ready in advance, you know, which is, it's kind of tricky, right? On the nonprofit side, it isn't something like, you know, save the rainforest or something that you can do gradually and over time and any little bit helps. I mean, you have to be there with a specific response and be prepared to be able to mobilize kind of at a moment's notice. So I think what's great about it is, it allows Operation Barbecue Relief to be more things to more people, and also it keeps it front of mind, right? It allows you to have that, I think, conversation starter as you're doing all of those things in the communities to explain what it is in the big picture that you do on the relief side.
As I've been explaining it to our own core volunteers, is, you know, disaster has got us this far, but with so many days out of the year that we're not active in the public eye, you know, it doesn't give grantors and potential sponsors enough time. You know, what we do is amazing work, but it was 75 days last year of amazing work. If we can have programs on a monthly basis that are helping, probably the most exciting one that we'll be launching here in July is our barbecue basics, sort of like basic training of barbecue for military veteran groups and first responder groups. But we're going to teach them, you know, the basics of grilling and low and, you know, hot and fast, low and slow cooking, and, you know, a little bit about all of that. And, you know, we're lucky enough that we have a world champion in Mark Lambert of Sweet Swine of Mine, who's going to sort of take that project on and sort of build out that class for us, to where we're going to be able to bring class meeting to these folks, then also give them an understanding of what we do on a disaster and helping them, you know, volunteer with us in a way to help feed their friends and family and their coworkers after the class is over. And we're going to do a little competition all in, you know, in a 24-hour period.
Wow.
So they get to see the competition side of it. They get to see that what they have today as a first responder or in the military, barbecue has the same thing. They have a big family, and it's a very cohesive group, and it's dysfunctional just like every other family as well. And so we want to bring all of that together, and the premise behind it is really to show them that, look, we're not going to do things for you. We're going to do things with you. Our fight on hunger is really the epicenter of what we want to do. We don't want to go do things for military or, you know, first responders. We want to do it with them. So we want to bring them along to show them another way of giving back. And that's the name. That's where the name comes from, the Always Serving Project. Because you think about first responders. You think about military men and women. They're always serving. It doesn't matter if they're on that day or working that day. They're always going to serve. And I equate that to what the barbecue family does today. Because you and I could reach out to somebody and find out that they're doing a fundraiser for their kids' school or something for their church today, or God forbid, something happened in their community and they're trying to raise money for a family that's going through a tough time. You find it every day there's somebody in the barbecue community doing something like that, giving back and serving their community. And so for me, when the name came up, I just like, that's it.
Yeah, that's great. You know? Oh, it is. It's so perfect. And then to build in a lot of those other things into it, certainly building in the fun and all the things that barbecue is, just, I think, in its DNA, but also building in the education side too, you know, kind of teaching, you know, some of the skills and things that people can kind of utilize and with their family and friends in their own backyard. And then, of course, at every turn, kind of raising awareness for the big picture for OBR. So let's talk a little bit about the tour too, because you've got that coming up in July, but right now you've got Jared Collins and he's out on the road right now for OBR, raising awareness and going cross country.
Yeah. So, you know, we brought Jared on. He retired at the end of November last year, and December 1, he started with OBR to take on this non-disaster side of the house and really start growing it. For one of the first questions we asked him is, all right, so how do we launch this and launch it with a bang? Jared's a combat wounded amputee, was a Green Beret and in the Army for almost 24 years. And he's become an avid marathon runner. He has a lower leg amputation. So he's out there and he said, I think we should run, bike, and hand cycle from Los Angeles to Tampa, Florida. This is what I think we should do. As I always joke, barbecue guys are, a shape. It's round. It's not in. And as a group, we're trying to, figure out how we do this fight. But he said, look, what a better story than a, combat wounded, Green Beret that's come on to this nonprofit, to go out there and really show what we can do. And what he means by that is that, adaptive sports has become such a big thing because we're going to end the tour in Tampa, Florida, just before the 2019 DOD Warrior Games, where Jared is actually going to, as he puts it, he's going to do his warm up across the country. And then he's going to go compete in the Warrior Games. That's our military, men and women, adaptive athletes that, and the sort of the adaptive Paralympic type games that the military puts on, and you'll have all the different branches of the military have teams there, plus special forces. So you've got five different teams from the United States and then five teams from across the world coming.
Wow.
So you have Great Britain, you have Australia, you have the Danish coming. I mean, I can't remember the other two right off the top of my head, but so you've got this competition that they've been doing for a few years now. And it's really to show the world that adaptive sports is something, just because you've lost a leg. I mean, Jared lost his leg 5 years ago and fought to stay in, as a Green Beret.
Wow.
To show that he could still do what was needed and serve our country.
What's exciting too, just to be around people with that kind of passion, and you have so many of them that are excited about what it is that you guys are doing at OBR and looking forward to kind of helping and supporting in whatever ways that they can. And so, and we'll have links up at WGNradio.com as well. So for Jared, if people want to follow his journey, is he doing any kind of, I don't know what he can do while he's, hand cycling and is he live tweeting? Is he stopping at different destinations? Like how can people keep up?
Yeah, so we are, they can follow the Always Serving Project on Instagram. There is some Twitter going on. He's not doing a lot of it, but we have people with him that are putting out the pictures and telling what's happening out there. He's going to start doing, once we get closer to civilization, because he's out in the middle of the desert right now, yeah. He'll be getting to Phoenix on Friday. As he gets close, we'll start doing some, Facebook or Instagram live videos. But we have a tracker and we just posted it up. We teamed up with U.S. Fleet. So we're tracking him. I joked around about it. We're low-jacking his leg.
He's got like a barcode or something.
But you can go on, it's on Instagram and you can click the link and you can see where he is in the desert. you know, basically his geolocation. And so you can track Jared across the country of where he's at, even to the point when it'll show you basically when he's at his hotel, where he's at.
There's some privacy issues. Yeah, you should probably maybe keep that up at the front desk, you know, while he's staying there. Just he needs to rest.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, too. And like I said, we'll have links up for a lot of this stuff, too. And I know that you and I are going to talk a couple more times before we get to the BBQ Smokedown at Chicagoland Speedway. Excited to have you there along, kind of combining OBR and so much of the great things that you do, and the messaging and the barbecue with some barbecue Hall of Famers. You know, we got Ray Lampe and Chris Lilly and Myron Mixon all going to be a part of it, as well as all the stars of NASCAR and the motorsports world. So we'll talk a little bit before then, I'm sure, and kind of get up to speed with some of the exciting things that are going to be happening. But it's great to have you involved and get your, because it seems like, Stan, and I know the disaster relief, and we've seen the social media that you guys share when you're in the trenches for those days, like it was 75 last year, and hopefully it'll be less this year, but you never know with the way the world's working, it could probably be more. So you're in there, but you guys do, you know, some of the biggest events, biggest food events out. You were out just recently at Stagecoach with our buddy Guy Fieri and Brett Michaels from Poison. So you get out there, and part of the process of kind of carrying the torch for OBR is you do get to be out at some really cool things.
Yeah, you know, it's great that, you know, we get the opportunity to go out there and tell our story, and that's really what these are about. Is, you know, not to mention that they also realize that with our equipment, they can do more. And be able to have state-of-the-art equipment at something like Stagecoach, so pit masters can come in and take care of what they need to, and you know, put on the show that they're there for. And so, you know, getting to sit there with Adam Perry Lang and why he's cooking, you know, some of the most righteous pork butts I've ever had.
Yeah.
At just an event outside of a contest. And you know, Pat Martin cooking whole hogs, and then you get, you know, we did a whole hog, and you know, it just being out there for the weekend, doing that and being part of the show for 3 days of telling people who we are, you know, what we do.
Yeah.
The same thing down, you know, being the only non-restaurant or caterer at South Beach this year. Again, you know, Those are ways that we, you know, they actually pay us to be there, and, you know, give us money to be there and take care of, you know, things, and that adds to what we can do.
Well, it's so important, and I think it pays dividends in a bunch of different ways. And because here you have, you know, instead of just waiting for people to come to you, you have to be proactive with it. You've got hundreds of thousands of people out at these events, and you know what? They all leave knowing what OBR is, and I think that, I mean, there's a huge value to that.
Absolutely, you know, and so, you know, we'll continue to do those, and this event, I'm super excited about being able to do a NASCAR event, and being in Chicago with everybody is going to be an amazing time, and the barbecue all-star group that you have is you know, is exciting for me. I mean, they're friends of mine, but just getting to hang out with people like that is just a fun weekend.
Well, Stan, I can tell you too, is there's a bunch of the race teams and drivers that are going to be excited to not only, you know, meet the Hall of Famers and all that, but there's going to be probably 30 plus KCBS teams there that are going to be excited. They are all, to a person, to a team, excited about and passionate about what it is that you're passionate about as well. So as have been out there, and sometimes I know when you're out, you know, on location at a disaster, it may feel like kind of a lonely place to be, but you have and created with your team and everybody that you've got over there, you've created kind of an army of supporters. And if we can just get them all mobilized, we'll help you do all the great things that we know you want to, and that we need to during disaster. So if, give the website out for people to get more information. The book, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that. You should get it no matter what. If you love barbecue and want to be able to make and enjoy some of the things that 200 recipes from Grand Champions, it's an amazing book. We'll have links up, and for OBR and for the link to see where Jared is sleeping, you know, which motel he's at. Where's the website for that?
So the best way is to just go to obr.org And it's, you know, up at the top, there's different links. And the ASP, or Always Serving Project, you'll click on that, and you'll be able to direct to that page. And we'll have that being put up there. It just went live just last night with the tracker. So we'll get that out there on that page as well.
That's so funny. All right. But it's important, right? It allows people to kind of go along with them on the journey. I think that's awesome.
Absolutely.
Stan Hayes, he is the co-founder, the CEO of Operation Barbecue Relief, out there changing the world for the better and doing it in the best and tastiest way possible. Thanks so much for everything you do. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, thank you very much, Dan. I appreciate it.